WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop. The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Good morning, 727. Brock, Hunter.
What's up, man?
Today, we got a high of 52, believe it or not. Warmer, rain likely tonight, partly cloudy, colder, low of 27. Then Tuesday, a little bit colder, high of 34. Not bad, though. We're going to see a wintry mix of rain, ice, snow in the evening. All right, let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Going to say, I was kind of hoping it was 12 degrees because that's the best number that I know right now.
You know, overrated weather temperature, but you know.
What else is number 12? Mr. Tom Brady himself, who won himself his sixth Super Bowl last night.
I think it's cute that his
ninth appearance.
Brady took Rodgers' number. That's cute.
Oh, did he?
That's cute.
It's funny because I think Brady's older.
Oh, we know.
Yeah.
We see it when he runs.
He's older and too busy winning. Winning. Rodgers better be nervous. He's getting old.
But what?
He doesn't have any Super Bowls.
Rodgers?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Does he?
Yeah.
He's got one.
2010.
Yeah, you're right. I guess he's got one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs to step it up, dude. He's getting old. He's out. He's going out.
He's 35 years old.
Tom is well. Dude, he's fine. He's got six Super Bowl rings, nine appearances. He's 42 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy could just retire now if he wanted
to.
Yeah,
with the fifth best passer rating of all time. Fantastic.
He could retire right now, go down as the greatest of all
time. Third most yards in the league. Yeah.
You know what?
The greatest.
You know what? But no. No, he's not going to retire because he's got 3 years of greatness left in him. Three more years of Super Bowls.
3 more years of,
you know what's funny?
Of great Super Bowls throwing no touchdowns.
You know, I'm talking to 95% of you out there.
Yep.
You New England haters. You Tom Brady haters. Yeah, you're pretty quiet on Facebook this morning.
I haven't seen much.
Haven't seen much, Brock.
Here's the big problem, Hunter. Here's the big problem with you and I in this is that you're getting hung up on him saying that he's not the greatest. He's a fantastic quarterback. He is, but he is not the greatest, of all time. Not the greatest of all time.
He's the greatest.
No. And for you to think that you put him on any team and he would have the same career that he had, absolutely
not. That's just the stupidest excuse ever.
How? How is it the stupidest? If he's the greatest, you should be able to put him on any team.
Why would you put him on a different team? Would you put Michael Jordan on a different team?
Yeah.
No, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
If he's the greatest,
to prove your point? No, Brock. No. I'm sorry.
Here's the thing. Brady is not a game changer.
He's not a game changer. Here's the crybaby responses to what I talk about. Oh, if you put him on a different team, it wouldn't be able to do. Oh, my God, they're cheaters. Oh, my God. He's like 6'3", and he's got a gangly body and an arm like a child. Number six last night. Bitch all you want.
Yeah.
Say what you want.
Yeah, still not the greatest of all time.
He's been in nine Super Bowls.
That doesn't mean he's the greatest.
It
doesn't.
You
got to look at the overall statistics. You can't look at rings alone. You can't.
Who's the greatest then?
He's probably third. He's probably third.
Why?
Look at the stats.
Who's in front of him?
How can you say
who's
he's the greatest? Aaron Rodgers with the overall passer rating.
Dude, you're
Tony Romo is right below Brady in passer rating. Tony Romo's never been.
You're an idiot for saying that.
How? If you look at overall statistics.
You're saying that Aaron Rodgers overall is a better quarterback than Tom Brady.
Absolutely.
Athletic wise, he's got Tom Brady. How about Super Bowl wise?
Again, it's not Tom winning the Super Bowls by himself.
Oh my God!
You put Tom on any other team.
It's like Tom
I'm not saying he doesn't, but calling him the greatest of all time.
He is.
No.
Everybody's saying
it. No, he's not. Athletic wise, not even close.
You're an idiot.
Oh, he has six rings. That's great.
How many more times does he have to prove himself then? How many more times, Brock?
Again, okay, he goes
six rings.
What, he goes,
dude, you know how ridiculous?
He goes there and scores all the touchdowns. He does everywhere. He didn't do anything yesterday. You're going to tell me he didn't even win MVP.
He's got six Super Bowl rings, Brock.
That doesn't make him greatest. No.
Do you know how hard it is to get one Super Bowl?
Yeah.
One.
It's a team sport.
Which makes it even more crazy.
How?
It does.
Oh, my God. Because his teammates carried him. His defense kept the opposing team from scoring.
So you're saying his defense carried him through the whole season, through the first three playoff games.
Didn't say that. But for you to say that he's the greatest of all time because he has the 6 rings.
He is.
Totally takes away from the fact that he has the greatest coach of all time.
Listen to yourself. You're sitting here saying Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback right now.
Athletically, absolutely is.
No, I'm just saying absolutely a quarterback. Yes. I don't care athletic-wise. I don't care all the other stuff.
Because rings, because that takes away all the other amazing quarterbacks.
So.
That don't have multiple rings.
So you're going to go to you're going to go to somebody random, but knows their football.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, hey, who's the greatest quarterback of all time? They're going to say Aaron Rodgers?
No.
No, they're not.
No.
They're going to say Tom Brady.
No, they're not.
Really?
It's that, because again, people who focus on the rings. So with your logic, Russell Wilson is better than Dan Marino because Russell Wilson has more rings than Dan Marino.
Yeah.
You cannot. No. Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. No. Absolutely not. No. No.
Absolutely.
No. See, that's where it's faulty.
No,
when you go by rings.
Here's your problem.
Huh.
You don't understand what it's about, what the NFL is about. It's about winning, Brock. It's about going to the Super Bowl.
And it's not just Brady winning the games. That's what you don't understand.
But he's been there 6 times. You got to have.
Not by himself.
You got to have a greatest quarterback.
Not by himself.
Oh,
not by himself.
You're a moron.
No, because the ring thing is that's what you get hung up. You saying that Dan Marino is not as good as Russell Wilson because Wilson has a Super Bowl ring.
Wilson is better
ridiculous.
Than Dan Marino.
Oh, my God.
Wilson is better than Dan Marino.
Oh, my God.
Bro, sorry.
Throwing the football.
Dan Marino can throw the football, but Dan Marino had a dad bod. Dude, you're talking about Russell Wilson, dude.
No. You're going by rings.
Are you drunk?
You're going by rings.
Are you drunk?
Have you seen Russell Wilson perform at all?
No, you know what it is? You can say stats. You can say Super Bowls. It's easy. It's easy to answer. Dan Marino or Russell Wilson? I'm sorry. I'm taking Russell.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking Russell.
Oh, my God.
Russell can run. Russell can throw.
All right. We've gone too long. We got to take a break. We're going to finish this conversation.
You know, you're a moron.
For God
you're a moron.
Sakes.
I'm not.
To everyone out there whose ears are being maliciously.
Hey, please. 925 WIRX, put your 2 cents in here.
Yes.
Put your 2 cents. Is Tom Brady better than Aaron Rodgers? Yes, he is. So we don't have to answer that.
No, is Tom Brady the greatest?
Greatest quarterback of all time.
Greatest of all time.
Is he the greatest of all time?
And if you want to be a moron like Hunter and say yes, then go ahead. That's fine. You can do that.
You're hard to listen to.
More of the Plan B rocks.
I swear to God, I will burn this station to the ground.
Good. Burn it to the ground. I'm not budging. Not budging.
All right, so
even Vanilla Ice thinks he's the greatest.
Everyone, Rob Van Winkle, he seems like he's a fan of Tom Brady, of course.
Yeah.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Obviously, big game yesterday. Everyone's talking about it. Lowest scoring game in Super Bowl history. Mm-hmm. Lowest scoring Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Lowest scoring first half. It was 3-0 going into the half. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady, the GOAT, barely had any yards.
Yep.
21-37. Yeah,
you just heard it.
Yeah.
Came out of his mouth.
He had a horrible game yesterday.
Dude, what if he would have thrown for 7? Would you have been like, okay, yeah, maybe he's the GOAT? No, you wouldn't have.
Probably not. I would have said he had a great game. He had a great game.
Some way
but
to
if he
bitch
is the GOAT,
it.
You think he would have maybe at least thrown a touchdown pass?
Yeah, you think Jared Goff would have thrown a touchdown pass too, don't you?
He's not the one that everyone says is the GOAT.
It was a defensive game last night.
It was.
You know, they both. So you're saying Tom did a bad job? No,
he didn't have a good game at all.
I think he had a pretty good game.
21-37, no touchdowns and an interception.
He did what he needed to do to win the game.
Hand off the ball?
When it came to crucial situations.
Hand off the ball?
He dropped the ball into Gronk twice. Edelman 4 times.
That catch Gronk made was an amazing catch.
You can just never admit it, dude.
He didn't have a good game.
You just can't admit it.
Did he have a good game? No, he did not.
He had a decent game. He didn't have the... What are you comparing it to? Is the other games where he's throwing like 40, he's throwing like 500 yards passing? Yeah, if you're comparing it to his other games.
Yeah. Big game, though. He should be playing. He's not. No. We're going to take some phone calls.
Look at he's moving around. He's sweating. Look at your pits.
Because you are so blinded by the rings. You're so blinded by the rings. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, me and everybody else.
No, you got to look at pure stats. You cannot look at rings. Yes, you can, because he is not winning these games himself.
Play
won the game.
Play the phone call.
We're going to play the phone calls. We're going to take some phone calls right now. If I can do this right, I'm so angry.
Do the last one. Do the last one.
The last one? No. That was a terrible one.
It's because it, yeah.
What?
It doesn't prove your point. That's why.
We'll take all the phone calls. WIRX, hello.
Hey, I want to weigh in on this whole quarterback thing.
Absolutely.
Personally, I disagree with both of you. They both suck. Aaron Rodgers sucks and Tom Brady sucks.
Yeah, highest passer rating of all time and most Super Bowl wins. They suck. Who's your quarterback?
You know, we got to weigh out. You got to look at the era. Some of these guys played in times when there was major competition. They were getting the hell beat out of them.
It is a different
quarterback
game.
Quarterback position. Terry Bradshaw, Johnny Unitas.
Yeah.
I mean, Dan Marino. Guys brought up Marino.
Even Bart Starr. Bart Starr still has
pounded.
Yeah, no, it was a different game. It was.
I agree with you on that. And everybody bitches about Tom Brady being protected. You know what? Tom Brady played in the early 2000s, man. That was one of the most roughest time periods to play football.
So I'll give you that.
You can't count him out. You can't count him out.
Can't count him out. But greatest of all time, I would say probably not. He's close.
All right.
I can't stand Tom Brady, but
it's because you can't.
I mean, he's close.
It's because you don't like him, man. That's why.
This guy hasn't said anything
like
bad
you,
about
Hunter.
Him.
You're
just,
the greatest.
When someone says Tom isn't the greatest, oh, you don't like him. You don't like him. You don't like him. All right. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it.
All right, brother. You guys have a good morning.
You too,
man.
WIRXLO, who's the greatest?
Well, I just wanted to reiterate on your guys' point. Michael Jordan did play on a different team, and he sucked when he did it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you're right, Wizards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he did have Phil Jackson as a coach.
Yep.
So,
it does make a difference.
Yeah.
Not saying he's not amazing, and I don't know. I don't know enough about basketball to get into this. I'd pick the guy who invented basketball as the greatest one.
Oh, God.
Winning-wise, Tom Brady is the best.
Yep, thank you.
Winning-wise.
There's a lot of argument for that, too.
Yeah. All right, man, thanks for the call.
Yep, have a good one.
Dude.
WIRX, hello.
Brock.
Yo.
Morning. How we doing?
What? I don't know. My heart rate is going up every phone.
if you go by Hunter's logic, which I just don't get, Eli Manning, who has two rings, he's saying is a better quarterback than Drew Rodgers or Drew Brees.
That's true. If you go by the rings, yeah. Eli Manning is better than a lot of quarterbacks out there.
Yeah, that logic is just crazy. I give it to Brady. He's a great quarterback. But like you've been saying, put him on a different team. If he doesn't have Gronk for the last 3 years, if he doesn't have this for the last 3 years,
oh my God.
He's not the best quarterback ever.
Yeah, but here you go. There you go. It's another Pats hater. All right, if you take Dennis Rodman, Scottie Pippen, and Steve Kerr out of Jordan's era, is he the greatest of all time?
Well,
probably
people still
not.
Have that debate, though.
People probably
still
not.
Have that debate.
How about this? How about we don't talk about the other players and focus on the question at hand?
His stats, then you got to look at the stats.
Overall, I'm saying he's the greatest of all time, guys.
Oh, all right, we're never gonna crack this nut. Thanks for the call, man.
No problem. Bye.
WIRX, hello.
Hey, this is Brock and Hunter.
What's up, man?
Hey, so you want to talk about, like, the overall ability, but it seems like you're cherry-picking athleticism. I mean, what about management skills and teamwork and leadership?
Absolutely.
That's
of the most important things of being a quarterback.
Absolutely, but there's a bunch of quarterbacks that do a great job at that. Just because he's got a great way.
Six Super Bowl rings backs it up, Brock.
That's not, but he's not running the team, for God's sake.
He is running the team.
He's got Belichick.
But you keep wanting to talk about the overall strengths, but you're cherry-picking athleticism.
What?
Absolutely.
It is pro sports. It's pro athletics. You kind of got to look at those things.
Oh, isn't it sad then that he's won six Super Bowls?
All right. Peyton Manning was one of the best ever to run the team as far as dad. You want to talk about dad bod? He could barely throw the ball.
Yeah. And he's considered one of the greatest of all time.
Just like Brady is one of them. You get out of here.
See you, bud.
Sorry. We kind of forgot that guy was on the line.
Oh, yeah. Start bitching at each other. Hey, you know what? That kind of proves my point even more. If he's not athletic at all, he shouldn't be winning Super Bowls.
That's why it's a team sport.
That's why it's even more impressive.
It's a team sport.
So you're totally counting out what he does in his head.
Not saying that. Again, for God's sakes, listen, I'm not saying he's not a great quarterback.
But he's not the greatest of all time. You get the athleticism. I get the mental part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's meet. He's got 6 Super Bowl rings. I got one up on you.
His team has 6 Super Bowl rings.
He has not won it himself. Oh, my God, dude.
He hasn't won it himself.
How many different teams has he taken to the Super Bowl?
What?
It's not the same team every year.
It's Belichick. It's been pretty consistent. How long has Gronk been on the
team? He makes other people great. That's what's so great about Tom Brady. Nobody can do that like Tom Brady.
Oh, my God.
He makes average players play Super Bowl winning games, dude. It's unbelievable.
That's Brady. It's not the coaches. It's not the amazing. It's Belichick.
It's part of it.
Oh my God! You. I don't know why you are so blinded by this. It's the rings, and you got to get over that. You got to get over that fact.
Why?
Because it's not.
Hey, Wolfie, come in here real quick.
I'm gonna have to separate you two.
Yeah.
I know. We're gonna need a timeout.
Wolfie, what's the most important thing in the NFL?
Winning.
There you go.
So you're saying Tom Brady is the GOAT?
No.
Thank you.
Why?
Thank you.
Because winning isn't everything.
Wait. Hold on a second, Wolfie. You know what? Wolfie's just going to piss both of us off. Right. We got him in here.
God, you figured me out already.
All right, so who's the GOAT?
Who's the GOAT?
Yeah, who's the GOAT?
Me.
Yeah. I knew it. I knew this was worth it. Bringing you in here, Wolfie.
Next. Brock and Hunter.
All right, good morning. 7:55, Brock Hunter.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
This has been a fun one. All right, real quick, before anyone out there listening, this has been a very heated morning. I don't think you and I have ever argued this much.
Yeah, and probably not to this extent.
No.
I mean, it's always good fun and games, obviously.
No, I hate you.
But, with your opinion about Brady, I do. You're the worst. You're the worst person.
No, you are the worst person.
At least I don't hate Rodgers.
I don't hate Brady.
I have great things to say about Rodgers all the time.
I don't hate Brady. I've never said that.
I don't want to hear it.
I've never said that.
No, don't come back and try to be his friend now.
You know what? He stays out of the tabloids. He does a lot of good charitable work.
You know what? Tom Brady hates you. He told me. He's like, Brock, I hate that guy.
That Brock guy from Michigan.
He's like, you know what?
Real piece of garbage.
Yes. It's a real piece of garbage. Tom Brady was like, what do I have to do, bro?
Giselle thinks so, too.
I told him. I'm like, hey, man, I've tried. I've tried to get through him, Tom. But
you and Tom texting late at night?
Yep.
I'm sorry, Tom. I just can't get him. I don't think we'll ever see eye to eye on this. I think we might just need to put the kibosh on this.
Nope.
Because it's just one of those. It's like arguing religion or politics at this point.
Absolutely. It's getting to that point. Yeah. But you know what? In the end, I'll have to say, in the end.
What are you going to say? You got something coming here.
I got the whole summer to feel great.
That's right.
Until the next game starts.
You do. You enjoy it.
When everybody else has to wait a whole... As a Pats fan,
you do that, buddy.
Oh, it's awesome.
You enjoy it.
Oh, it feels good.
You enjoy it. They just had Edelman on TV.
Yeah.
Good guy, hell of a receiver, MVP.
Probably considered one of the greatest, too.
What?
Yeah, Edelman's up there. He's got like didn't he just pass Jerry Rice with playoff yards? I think.
No. Gronk got the most yards by a tight end. But I can't say. He might have. He very well might have.
Yeah.
So Edelman had a great game, MVP. At that point, it was either going to be a kicker or Edelman. Those are the only two options that could happen. But yes, Gronk with his catch, I'm trying to think which one it was. But he got the most receptions by a tight end in Super Bowl history. So there you go. Good job, Gronk. Yep. Do you think it's Gronk's last year? Do you think he's done?
Yes.
Why not ride it out one more year, though? Got the win.
He's
got
too old.
You got the year off to...
He's too old. The only way they could have... Here's what it is. The only way that Gronk would play again is if they do what they've been doing the past years, and they can't because it's too obvious what they're doing. They're not playing Gronk during the regular season.
Yeah, let him rest.
They're saying he's hurt. He's not hurt.
Yeah.
He's not. He might be a little hurt. He might be a little beat up. But, dude, they're saving him for the playoffs. You know, every single year they do it. I don't think he plays again. I think they take his money, and I think they get somebody that's close to being as good as he is.
Man, oh, man. He's been watching 10 years?
Yeah, why? Dude, you got to go out now. If you're Gronk, you got to leave.
But it's all the competitive name. He's a competitive guy.
He is.
And it's hard to come off a Super Bowl win. I can only imagine. Like, no, we just won. Why would I quit now?
It would be extremely hard to do. 3 weeks down the road, though. He's gone.
Think so? It'd be interesting. He hasn't said anything yet. I was actually listening to some clips earlier, and really, he's been very coy about the future of Gronk and what's going to happen. But
He's just too old, man. And you say, Tom's getting protected.
Yeah,
you know, Gronk's out there catching balls over the middle.
Oh, getting hit, blocking. That's the thing, he's as a tight end. Yeah, he's a unique tight end with how much he catches the ball. But, you know, he's getting beat up. He's been hurt. He's had some serious injuries.
Could possibly go down as the greatest tight end ever. But you're right. I'll agree with you. Damn, he is dumb.
Oh, he's a big dumb animal.
God.
With hands like silk. It's insane.
Yeah, he's catching balls on his shoulder pads.
It's nuts.
One-handed.
A guy that big should not be as athletic as he is.
Yeah, should not be. Remember that one catch? It was like he reached back for it. That one-handed.
That was like three years ago. Yeah.
Yep. I mean, dude. Yep.
You're right.
They got
you need
team.
To do that when your quarterback can't hit you in the numbers.
Jesus.
Hey, Alexa. Rock.